you know, and it's something that we talked about even at halftime, on closing the gaps, and we were not closing those gaps. And so when you're able to pierce those, when you're the last line of defense, you've got to be willing to put yourself out there, and we had a lot of kids do that tonight.
Cam got it to 12 a couple of times, had a little bit of momentum there in the second half. How'd you hold it off?
Made a shot. you know, it's that, and then, you know, we got a couple of defensive stops. Bennett, we did change defenses a couple of different times. Went to a 1-2-2, then to a 2-3, and then to a man-to-man, which we didn't know who we were guarding. Really caused a lot of confusion, I thought, when we were doing that. Call it wild pig, where we just run around in circles is kind of what it looked like. But I was really proud of the way the girls battled, like you said, because two or three, I think there was three different times, 12 and 13, and then back to 12. We came back down and were able to get a basket. You know, I just don't want us to rely on what we did, which is a three-point shot, because that's what we did on Tuesday. You know, when we were 7 of 28 in the first half on Tuesday, granted, we made shots, we had open looks, that's what you want our kids to do, but I just don't want us to become that reliant on that.
You had a lot of offensive rebounds. Did you feel like that could be an advantage for you out of their zone?
Well, just because we're going to, you know, long rebounds, Bennett, it's kind of, that's the way we always look at it, and I think they did too. I think they had a ton of them. But then just really not in position, you know, not getting back up to where you need to be to finish those. But, you know, a lot of second chance opportunities are going to happen out of a zone when you're shooting balls from the outside. So, you know, like you said, Bennett, it's a good win for the kids. Hopefully it's something we can build on going forward.
You've talked about the postseason now. This
like we got a game on Monday yet, dude.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But it still helps build for the postseason.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't even, actually, I had people, he was the first one that said something to me through a text message about the postseason, because I hadn't looked at anything, and I really haven't. I couldn't tell you anything else except Mormon Trail or Murray when it comes to that. Everybody else is probably a little bit more concerned than what I am. You know, I just care what we're doing, to be honest. That's kind of been my philosophy as a coach. Not so much about the opposition, but I just feel that if our girls are playing up to their abilities, we can usually do some positive things.
Obviously, tough situation there late for Tatum. That's you don't want to see that happen to her again. But
no, and I just said to her, you've got till the 16th, and then she's got to be back. So no, you know, and we did talk about it. You know, because she said it's kind of the same thing, and she said other than not being able to straighten it or bend it, she felt pretty good. Is what she was having some fun in the locker room. Yeah, so, you know, but her just being on the floor, and I think you guys saw that, it's a different presence. I mean, it really is, because it provides opportunities that maybe Hannah Nelson, when she comes in, she's unable to do. You know, that's a senior that's close to 1,000 points that can do things from the outside. But I know Tatum. You know, Tatum will try to get into physical therapy next week. I know her, you know, and so we'll see what happens. I feel horrible. I do. You know, we just... It's something you go with. You know, I visited with Mom about it, and she had said that she felt like about a 9 out of 10. And, you know, it's just one of those things. So hopefully it doesn't happen again.